respect to Josh Harrison for sharing his number, and of course Juan Uribe for allowing him to come in wear number 5 for the White Sox. Let's go ahead.
Present to you Pedro Grifol.
Senior, John McMichin, who hired me as a scout in 2000 in South Florida, the late Roger Youngward, Dave Moore, thank you for your leadership, George Brett, Ted Simmons, John Bowles, and Dave Wallace, thank you for sharing your knowledge when you didn't have to. Ned Jones, Mike Matheny, Eduardo Perez, Raul Ibanez, Steve Phillips, Rafael Colon, Gene Watson, and so many more. I can't thank you enough for your tough love and friendship throughout the years. Lastly, I want to thank the staff and players in Kansas City the last 10 seasons, especially Salvador Perez. I know you're watching. I've been in this division the last 10 years, and I know this club well. It's an extremely talented club on both sides of the field, both sides of the ball. Without getting too deep into some other things, here are some of the things that you can expect from the 2023 White Sox. We will communicate. Aquí falta de comunicación. No va a haber. We will be fundamentally sound. We will play with passion, pride for this uniform. This means something. We will respect the game, our fans, and earn their trust. We will be prepared to control the strike zone on both sides of the ball. We will work hard and play winning baseball every night. And we will definitely hold each other accountable. I truly see great things happening here, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. Thank you.
We will open up for questions now. Bruce?
First of all, Pedro, welcome to Chicago. Congratulations. One of the major disconnects that appeared last year for the White Sox was dealing with injury and how to go out there and try to perform injured and at still point being able to give 100%. How would you deal with that situation, which appeared to be a big problem for the White Sox players, understanding that message?
Well, I think it starts in spring training with an individual plan, right? And just making sure that these guys are getting some time off. As we raise the bar in the intensity of the practices, you also got to give them a little bit of rest and recovery. So when the season starts, we're going to communicate extremely well with the guys. They're going to know exactly when they're going to have days off, so they can give us their very best, knowing that they might have a Sunday off with a Monday scheduled off day. So I think communication is a big part of this thing, and I also know that we have to collaborate. We have to have a collaborated effort when it comes to guys' bodies and how they go about it. You know, so, and I think basically communication, talk to the trainers, strength and conditioning, instead of a plan for each and every player.
Just as a follow-up, the message last year was, we want you to play hurt, but we want you not to go 100%. How would you handle that situation as you being the manager?
That's a good question. I mean, guys play hurt and through pain all the time. Sometimes you got to back off a little bit to keep these guys on the field. So it's going to be communication on my part with the player to see how much he can really give us that night. And if we feel that he's going to help us win that night, then he'll play. If not, we'll give him the day off and wait till the next day.
Mark?
Pedro, congratulations. You were with the Royals, so you got a good look at this White Sox team. You see the abundance of talent. I guess on the flip side, what did you see from across the field that you thought might have been maybe missing a little bit for a team that underachieved last year?
Well, like I said before, this is an extremely talented ball club. And it was a really difficult club to prepare for, because if the energy was high, they can beat anybody in the game. And if the energy wasn't, we were able to have some success against them. So my job is going to be, and our staff's job is going to be, to make sure that energy is high every night and we're prepared to win the ball game.
Rick, you mentioned a lot of things about outside the organization. Pedro is obviously from outside the organization. As you guys embarked on this process and found your next manager, what are the things that Pedro brings from outside the organization that you guys needed in here?
I think
all organizations run the risk of becoming a little insular, and I think all 30 of us are guilty of falling in love with our own guys that you draft and develop and have, whether you traded for or signed as free agents with expectations. And sometimes it's good to get a little bit of a reality check from outside, a more objective point of view, let's say. And I will say, I think it was important given, you know, some of the processes over the last few turnovers that we've had, to make clear that we were open-minded to different points of view and that we were interested in what others had to say about us and how we were perceived and how we could get better. We obviously have had a fair amount of success, but not enough. And when you get to that point of frustration that we all felt last year and knowing that we needed to change perhaps the way we went about some things, I think it was essential for us to hear from as many different voices as we could about how to get this thing better and how to get it on track. Doesn't mean that we don't have some very high caliber coaches and scouts as part of this organization. It's a matter of complementing those points of view from time to time and getting a little bit of a reality check, perhaps.
And to follow up, Pedro, what are some new ideas or fresh perspectives that you can bring to this organization?
Well, communication is one of the biggest parts of my leadership, right? And I think it's really important that you empower players, you empower coaches, you collaborate. Everybody's a big part of this. I think our successes are tied together. And raising the energy level every single day is extremely important. As far as, you know, new ideas and analytics and all this stuff, you know, I'm well versed in this stuff. Ideas are stuff that come up daily, especially when you have a very creative staff. But we're just going to be prepared to play. We're going to work hard, and we're going to be prepared to play.
One thing I want to amplify from that, and not to get too deep into the weeds, but we spent a lot of time with Pedro talking through improvements to our pregame planning, something that he was heavily involved in the past, as well as our how we prepare from an offensive standpoint to get the most out of the training of the players on the roster. How we go about our business in that area in particular, I think you're going to see a lot different from what we had in the past.
Andrew?
Andy Seligman, AP. This is for both of you. 2-3 years ago, this was a young, you know, vibrant, fun-loving team. How important is it to get that energy back, and how do you go about restoring that?
I'll start with saying it's essential. And look, we felt extremely proud of what we were able to accomplish in the early parts of this rebuild, the position that we were in a few years back. You know, even though we decided that we had to make a change after 2020, I think it was pretty clear that the arrow was pointing up for us. And thus far, what we've been able to show for that is one division title and a first-round exit. And that's not who we envisioned ourselves to be. And part of that sort of disappointment, I think, permeated the way the clubhouse was viewed itself. Capturing that energy, that excitement, you know, keeping the language clean, but some of the things that we talk about in terms of our attitude and approach and how we're going to go about a game, that we're going to be, you know, again, keeping it clean, we're there to beat you, and to exploit every edge that presents itself to us along the way.
I just think it starts in spring training. I think when we hit the field in spring training, is the level of intensity to our practices, the level of intensity to our cage work, the details, attacking margins are going to be extremely critical in developing the culture and the chemistry of this club. And I think these players are hungry for it. I think they want it. And once we get started, they're going to see how prepared they're going to be to, again, keeping it clean, kick somebody's butt.